making our way into the lunch hour. It's Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Wednesday edition of the show. First day of October today. Flip the page on the calendar. And weather-wise, boy, another really nice day in the province. Sunshine's a little bit windy in spots, but a great day for farmers getting out, doing the harvest. As long as you didn't get too much of a splash, there was a bit of a system that moved through the province. So I know there was some rain in parts of Saskatchewan that might have slowed things down for a bit, but all in all, definitely looking good. Well, you know, I think about sometimes the different things that we hear coming from the United States president. And he can say things that can bring to the forefront an issue that might not be an issue, or it starts a conversation that might not have been normally talked about. But from those statements, sometimes can come really good, positive, healthy opportunities to talk about issues. And where I'm going with this is last week, U.S. President Donald Trump claimed there was a link between acetaminophen and autism. You'll remember that. I mean, it's a contested claim. There's all kinds of scientific reports and experiments and work that's been done over the years, clinical tests to disprove that. And last week, actually, on the show, while I was off harvesting, Brent Lokes had an expert on the show to explain some of these concerns and lay it out to us. But where the good news comes from this is the fact that it's got people talking about autism, and it's got people talking about autism in the way of what's available for supports and services. And there are some great organizations, one of which is where my next two guests come from. Autism Services of Saskatoon, where you can find them, by the way, online at autismservices.ca, do incredible, incredible work in terms of support, in terms of services, and community partnerships. And I'm happy to have a couple leaders from that organization joining me on the program today. I've got Mike Richards joining us, who has been on the board of directors for Autism Services of Saskatoon for a few years, but recently just stepped into the board chair role. Mike Richards, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Evan.
And Julian Tomlinson is also joining us. Julian's the new CEO of Autism Services of Saskatoon. Julian, I think we're still in the first month in this role. Am I right?
That's correct, Evan. It's a thrill to be here with you and your listeners today.
So what, Julian, maybe I'll start with you. What attracted you? You stepped into this role. What attracted you to this position and to the organization?
Yeah, I've had a long and rewarding career in a variety of sectors, Evan, but the not-for-profit sector has always been the most rewarding for me, and I'm just wired to be able to give back to the community, and the Autism Services of Saskatoon is an amazing organization that does just such incredible work in the community. I couldn't say no.
I love it. And Mike, I first met you. You're the CEO of Surecom Industries, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So you and I have had many talks. That's a whole show in itself, the Surecom thing. But clearly, you're a person that likes to give back to your community. You've been on the board now for a number of years for Autism Services of Saskatoon. What is it about this organization that attracted you?
It starts personal. I think everybody on our board has some sort of a connection to the organization, so it starts there. But obviously, giving back in my career and also in my personal life, it's about trying to bridge the gaps and try and find synergies within. So community-centered approaches and just finding ways that I can serve in the talents that have been given and the opportunities that have been given.
So in my lead up to this, Julian, I mentioned what U.S. President Donald Trump said last week and the claim that he made, the link between Tylenol and autism. How do you and the staff, the organization, how did you take that when you heard it?
Well, I've got to be straight here, Evan. We were thrilled that autism is in the spotlight, that it's being brought forward. We are aware that there's an ongoing discussion in the media about possible connection between acetaminophen and use in autism, but at this time there's no scientific consensus confirming any kind of causal link. And here in Canada we rely on guidance from reputable health authorities, peer-reviewed research, and we encourage families to speak with their healthcare providers regarding medical decisions. Now, our organization, our focus remains on providing support and resources and inclusive opportunities for autistic individuals and their families here in the community. That's what we do.
But let's talk a bit about autism here. And Julian, maybe I'll stay with you for now. But we hear people talk about autism or autistic people. My wife is a school teacher, and so we would talk about children who would be in the schools autistic. Can you give us just a sense and understanding of what is the diagnosis of autism?
Yeah, well, it's identifies individuals that typically have challenges with social interaction, and you know, the ability to navigate and understand social situations well. And as we all know, that's critically important in life. There is a spectrum. It is a full spectrum. So people can be from one end of the other to the spectrum, but critically, there's a whole variety of supports that we can provide to these individuals that really help them to be able to navigate, increase quality of life for the individuals, help to be able to navigate, for example, for our young children's programs, to be able to be better prepared when they hit school age. We have an incredible, it's called the Little Tots program, and it really prepares kids to be as prepared as they can to be to integrate into the school. So that's one of a number of services that we have there, Evan, and it really is an incredible program.
So, Mike, I'm going to bring you into the conversation, because when I look at, I'm on your website right now, autismservices.ca, which is the website for Autism Services of Saskatoon. There's a suite of services. There's a whole list of resources available, and I can't help but notice a lot of it has to do with family. So it's not just about necessarily the person with the diagnosis of autism, but for the family. Why is that important, Mike?
You know, that's a great question, Evan. I'm glad you asked it, because a lot of people would automatically assume it's the individual. You know, you think of a child that deals with autism, and the supports that are needed to give to the families, to the parents and the caregivers, to understand that individual as well is a big part of that. So autism does a great job of, you know, building more and more supports for the individual, but also the caregivers and the guardians and those that are working directly with them. The other thing, too, is the speech pathologist. You know, we work with school boards as well, and those individuals that are working with them within the education system. So, I mean, it's a much needed and a vast reach for that.
You know, I look at your website here under the resources tab. Boy, this is a one-stop shop. Everything from the simple question of what is autism, which I just asked Julian, to a whole variety of different information and links that are available. And I know, Julian, just before we went on air, you talked about the importance of partnerships, and you're always looking for new partnerships. Can you talk about why they're important and how you use them at Autism Services of Saskatoon?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for the question, Evan. Yeah. So there has been a real growth in demand for this autism services. In recent months, we've seen a real spike in intake requests for families that are needing our services. And we're being asked to grow, and one of the most important pieces of what we do is creating partnerships with organizations and individuals in our community, businesses, organizations, foundations, to be able to help us deliver the services that we're being called upon to deliver. So what we're hearing from the community is an increasing demand in our services, and we want to be working really hard to reach out and create more partnerships in the community to help us to be able to deliver these critically important services that give people a better chance in life.
There's no doubt people listening now might be with an organization or see how they could be a partner for you. Is the website the best place to make that connection, Dorian or Julian? Sorry.
Absolutely. Folks can reach out to autismservices.ca. We have for example, currently we have, through October here, we have the Sponsor a Child program, where we're We're working on generating donations for our family programs here that really help increase the number of children that can participate in our family programs. This Friday night, we have a fantastic event going on. It's a jazz night for autism, where we're doing an incredible fundraiser there, and it's going to be...
I noticed it's sold out, too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's impressive the level of community support that we get for our services, but that does not say that we don't need to increase the number of partnerships and supports that we need. So if you're a business owner listening out there, we'd love to partner with you. If you're an individual and are thinking about where and how you can contribute and give, we've got a variety of ways in which you can help out. We also count on volunteers as well, so we love to have volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Lots of ways people can give. AutismServices.ca, again, is the website. Before we say goodbye, Mike, you've been doing this work now as a board member for a while. You've just recently stepped into the board chair role. What do you say to people when they find out you're the chair of the Autism Services of Saskatoon board? What is your line to them, your pitch, I guess, as to the importance of this work and how they could get involved?
Yeah, for sure. You know, first off, I'm honored to step into that role. It's an exciting time for the organization, and we're really excited for Julian and having him on board. You know, we've got fresh energy in the organization. We've got strong leadership, and we're looking to carry Autism Services into the next chapter. So one of the things we really are backing in on is the collaboration and the partnerships. You know, autism support doesn't just happen in isolation. We're wanting to build partnerships with schools, businesses, community groups to create more inclusive spaces for everyone and really drive Autism Services Saskatoon into that next chapter so we can reach more families, you know, deliver great programs, expand the awareness, so every family in Saskatoon, you know, knows that they have a place here.
Mm-hmm. It's a great organization, Autism Services of Saskatoon. Julian Tomlinson, the new CEO, Mike Richards, new to the board chair role, but been on the board for a while. I appreciate both of you giving us some time today. We couldn't not capitalize on the fact that autism was in the news recently and capitalize in a real positive way. And I think you pointed that out, Julian.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much for having us on, Evan.
Good stuff. Mike, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Evan. I appreciate the time.
You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.